was never quite sure how I felt about that film. It was always a bit weird. But anyway, this is going to just introduce another aspect of what it means to display, to show, to see the fruit of the Spirit growing in our lives. Because she just displayed one fruit, blueberries. We say there are nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, but there is actually just one fruit of the Holy Spirit with nine flavours. The way it's worded in the Bible, the way it's worded in Galatians, actually we read it as nine fruits, but the way it's worded is actually there's just one fruit, and there are nine flavours as part of this one fruit. And when we are moving and we are living and we are breathing in the power and the life of the Holy Spirit, then we will be displaying and showing all of those nine fruits in our lives. And we just want to think about those nine fruits today. We want to think about what it means for them to be growing in our lives, for them to be displayed for all around to see. We're going to go through those nine fruits now. So the first fruit is love. Love, loving care. What did Megan tell us last week about love? I heard this week that there are four different words for love in the Greek New Testament. In the Gaelic language, there are actually 20 different words for love. I didn't know that. I don't know what they are. I just heard this week that was the case. But Megan told us about one word. Do you remember what that word was? Agape or agape. Self-sacrificing, self-giving love. That is the word that God uses to describe himself. And that's the kind of love that we should be showing and displaying, and it should be growing in us. Second fruit of the Holy Spirit, or kind of second dimensional part of that fruit of the Spirit, is joy. I've described it as deep happiness. Is it about laughing and chuckling all the time? Well, sometimes that's how it comes out. But actually, it's about a deep inner joy. And who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want that deep inner joy in their lives? Even when things are hard and difficult, who wouldn't want that deep inner joy, that fruit of the Holy Spirit in their lives? So we've got loving care, deep happiness. What about this one? I've described it as quiet serenity, peace. Peace. Peace that comes from knowing that things are as they should be. I remember when I became a Christian, 25 years ago, whatever, that was the first kind of fruit that I really started to experience, was a peace here in the very depths of my being that I had not experienced or encountered before. Can anyone else relate to that here? Does anyone else experience that peace that comes from knowing that things are as they should be? Might not be perfect around us, but there's a peace inside. So loving care, deep happiness, quiet serenity, endless patience. Who would like endless patience? Me! The word in the original language is actually a word that we don't use anymore. We use the word short-tempered. I'm not going to ask anyone who knows what that means. The word is long-tempered, slow-tempered. Slow-tempered. We're not quick to anger. That's what the word is in the original language of the New Testament. Slow-tempered. Practical kindness, particularly to those for whom it's harder to love. Maybe for those for whom it's a little bit more difficult, a little bit more challenging to love. But we're talking here about practical kindness. Unstinted generosity, goodness. Unstinted generosity. Do you know generosity is such a key part of the kingdom of God? When we are generous with our time, our love, our energy, when we're generous with our money and our gifting, it can build the kingdom. Generosity, unstinted generosity. How about this one? Steady reliability, faithfulness. We love it when people display that to us, don't they? A faithfulness showed to us, a faithful friend, is a beautiful thing. So we've got steady reliability. What about gentleness? Gentle humility. Thinking about others. Caring and being gentle towards others. So gentle humility. And then finally, firm self-control. Firm self-control. Controlling the things that seek to control us. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Do you understand that? Those things that seek to control us, that we would be able to stand firm in that kind of like self-control, express and show that over them. So there are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. One fruit, different flavors: loving care, deep happiness, quiet serenity, endless patience, practical kindness, unstinted generosity, steady reliability, gentle humility, firm self-control. Jesus was the complete package. He was the ultimate fruit salad. He showed it all. He had it all. And that's why we want to be like him. That's why we want to be like him. That's why we want to seek him, serve him, love him. That's why we want to run so close to him that we get flicked up by the dust that he leaves in his trail. Because we want to be like him. Because he's the complete package. He's the one who displays all of these things.